This is Senator Al Simpson. Should eager job applicants have aptitude tests adjusted for the color of their skin? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, last year you swore on a stack of Bibles that your civil rights bill was not a quota bill and quotas have no place in America. Bad news, buddy. Right now, minorities who take standard employment tests in 34 states are having their scores automatically adjusted above whites by as much as 40 percentage points, even if a white applicant receives the same raw score. Applicants and even employers are not told that the scoring has been doctored up. Instead of just predicting how an applicant might do on the job, employers are misled to think minorities have actually scored higher and will do a better job. Please tell me how that's not a quota. Ted, the law says you must not hire workers by race. So why is this nasty test scam called race norming used to discriminate? Think hard now, pal.
Nonsense, Al. The more you explain that problem, the more you don't understand it. Adjusting test scores by race or sex is sometimes the only way to compensate for bias in the test and make sure the results are fair. It's wrong to adjust scores when the tests are accurate, but it's not unfair if the tests are biased. What's unfair is to refuse to adjust the raw scores when you know the tests aren't accurate. Standard employment tests are a good example. For many jobs, the raw scores are notoriously poor predictors of successful job performance. For those occupations, blacks turn out to do better on the job than they do on the tests, and whites who score higher on the tests turn out to be poorer workers. If you were a businessman interested in the bottom line, Al, you'd hire the best workers too, even though they don't score the highest on some artificial employment test. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Kurdish refugees in Iraq. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.